At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay authenticity guaranteed. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is KJ Live.
Yeah!
With Chris Johnson. And Chris is having conversations with influencers in the sports world and entertainment industry.
Hey, hey!
Now here's Chris Johnson.
You're now tuned in to KJ Live. Today's guest on the show is the director of field marketing for Uptime Energy Drink. He's also one of Southern California's most notorious connectors and most iconic influencers. He went to Long Beach State and Verbum Dei. He's a former international professional. DeAnthony Langston, welcome to the show, brother.
Thanks, KJ. I appreciate it.
No, I appreciate you, man. You're a hard man to track down. I know you don't typically do this type of thing, so it's quite an honor to have you on the show, brother. What's been up, man? Just what's been up lately, dog? What you been up to?
Man, listen, I'm not going to lie. I'm blessed, man. I just having it right. You know, that's, you know, I'm just having it right. So I'm really, really blessed. Man. I'm just, you know, I'm happy.
Well, that's great to hear, man. I saw on the internet, I believe it's IG. You had posted some stuff the other day. You were back in Slovenia or somewhere overseas. Talk a little bit about that, man. What took you back to Slovenia? Why were you out there, dog?
DA stuff, right? Well, every time the Mavericks come in town, I go support Nico, you know.
Nico Harrison, the director. And you know him through?
My little brother overseas. You know, and Nike, VP at Nike, like 20 years, something like that. Nico did. Now he's the president, general manager of the Mavericks.
So, okay.
You know, I was just going down to see him when they come down. That's the time when I'll go to, you know, see Lakers and Clippers. And so, you know,
yeah.
I noticed some people in my seat. It's like, okay, no problem. I'll sit five rows back. You know, I'm just chilling. So the fourth quarter's coming and I'm still chilling. So some cats come up like, yo, man, you know our seats. And I look, I'm like, there were seats really, right? I said, listen, bro, my seats are down there, okay? Right? Don't act like I'm just in, you know, I'm not supposed to be right here. My seats are down there, bro. So then I go down to my seats, you know what I'm saying? And one of the cats is sitting in my seats. I said, excuse me. I said, it's my seat. And they kicked me out. I was sitting back there. They kicked me out, man. So I'm sorry. I don't have any words. He said, well, you mind if I scoot over? I said, no, not at all. Sitting down, rapping to him. And I hear him talking some language that I'm familiar with, right? And so I said, what language you guys? Where you, I said, where you guys from? It's like Slovenia. I said, oh. I said, Kokosakaya.
Wait. You said what?
Kokosakaya.
What's Kokosakaya?
How you doing?
That's a Luka Doncic shit?
Yeah, bro. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. Straight up to my team right here. Olympia.
All right, so wait, D, you're telling me that you by chance, you went to visit Nico Harrison, the president GM of the Mavericks at a Laker game. You got your seat. Someone was actually sitting in your seats. Fourth quarter comes, somebody kicks you out your seat, so you go to your original seat and ask the people that are sitting there to move, and they happen to be some Slovenian cats that knew you.
Listen, bro. So I'm talking, and he's like, Who are you? I'm just like, you know, he said, are you Cooper? I said, because Eric Cooper played over there with me. We're the first Americans over there.
Oh, okay, so E. Coop.
I said, no, I'm DeAndre. You see him just bright up. He's like, Langston? I said, yeah. He said, oh, my God, man. I used to watch you when I was a kid over there. I'm the director of Olympia now, man. I'm like, what are you like? So he starts telling the rest of the people with Olympia that's there watching Luka, you know? Like, yo, this is DeAnthony Langston. They're just like, oh, my God. Man, so, you know, that was a special moment. Then, you know, I saw Luka's dad, you know.
You know Luka's dad?
Pardon me?
You know Luka's dad or you played against him or what?
No, he was on a younger team when I was over there.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Wait, D, real quick, let's establish this. What team did you play for over there? What's the name of the club?
Olympia.
Okay. And that's in Ljubljana? Ljubljana?
Ljubljana.
Ljubljana. Okay. Olympia. Yeah, okay.
It's like the Yankees, the Bear Leverkusen, the Limoges.
Not Limoges from France. Not Limoges. They just rattled off some of the game's most historical. Bro, well, actually, in the late 80s and 90s, Limoges was so off the deck. Remember Kevin Mackey?
Michael Brooks.
It was another dude, Kevin Mackey, that was awesome. Because Limoges, they had like five Americans. They had a bunch of French.
They had my man, he played in Israel, Kevin McGee.
That's what I'm thinking of. They did have Kevin McGee. Kevin McGee is one of the best internationals ever, dog.
Now, Kevin McGee was a monster.
Dog, he was unbelievable. I remember him.
You know?
I remember him.
Yeah, he was like All-American.
Yeah, he killed over there. I know he was on the big – okay, go ahead, D.
So I'm at the game, and we talking, and, you know, and my man just like, yo, you know, start talking about the 75-year anniversary of our team, Olympia. This year's the 75-year anniversary. It's crazy. It's the NBA 75-year. So they're doing these, you know, honoring people. You having folks come. I'm just looking. I'm like, bruh. I'm like, I'm telling my teammates, Boris, Slavko, Roman, you know, I'm hitting them over the phone. It's like, dude, I see you guys, man, you guys can't get me down there? I mean, what's going on? So I run into them. They're just like, man, we love to have you come down. I'm like, what? From there, you know, I was down there, man. You know, it was a wonderful time, man. You know, my boy Boris picked me up from the airport, you know.
That's awesome, man.
20 people was trying to pick me up from the airport. It's crazy, bro. You know what I'm saying? Just
That's awesome, dog.
Yeah. You know, so I was fortunate. So I hadn't been there since 93. And so they, my coach is like an iconic coach, Smago Zagadin over there.
Okay. You know,
major coach, Slovenia. Best ever by far.
But that's really cool, man, that you still were able to maintain that rapport overseas. I totally get it. I had the same type of situation over in Qatar, bro. 20 years ago, I put it down out there, man. Them dudes, I'm still friends with them dudes to this day. D, that's a hell of a journey, man. Just to even have that type of story to talk about, bro, to, you know, being cool 20 years later, to be able to rock out, being honored literally in Slovenia, home of Luka Doncic.
29 years,
bro. Excuse me. 29 years ago, bro. I guess that really just speaks to, you know, how you put it down over there.
Yeah, no, I mean, we all like to go places and, you know, we always gave our effort. So you can never fault that from us. But sometimes it's just special, you know. And,
yeah.
You know, European Cup team, you know, walking the gym the first day. Because I'm talking to Eric Cooper because he hits me up. It's like, yo, D, yo, come on over, man. I was just like, bro, ain't they worn over there? You know, like, nah. I said, man, come on, bro. Don't be having me coming over there, but I'm going to be real hot at you, bro. You know, and so like, no, man, it's, I said, look, do not have me come over here, man. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
Russ, he said about a couple of weeks ago, you seen some tanks come through here, but they kept going. And this, I'm like, so I start researching it. You know, I'm just like, okay, you know, went over there. First day of practice, I walk in, see cats 7'1", 6'11", 6'10", 6'9". I'm like, cast 360 and 520 going. I'm like, oh, wow, this is sick right here, man. So I originally, they had signed somebody else in Russia to come over. And he couldn't play. He couldn't do his paperwork. So I was the last minute addition, right?
Yes.
So they get me, okay, we got this big dude, whatever. You know, we got our other players, we're cool. So we wasn't really playing that much early on. You know what I'm saying? We really weren't. And it was like tripping me out. I was just like, oh, man, what the fuck's going on? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, it got so bad that I quit playing hard against him in practice.
Damn, that's wild.
Because the more I would dominate, like, the less I would play.
Yeah.
So Smago hits me up one day. Hey, when you first come here, you dominate. Now you don't do shit.
Is that how your Smago impersonation? You're impersonating a European coach right there?
Yes.
Not a good one. Not a lot of accent there.
Smoggy,
that was
man.
Weak, bro. That was weak.
Smoggy. So, coach. I said, the more I dominate your guys, the less I play. So I don't know what's going on, right? I said, you think I care about these little games right here, right now? We're getting ready for EuroLeague, you know? I don't know. So
that's what's up.
Efes, opening round, right in Istanbul. So I'm like, Slavko get hurt. That's our Kevin McHale, 6'11". Okay, he gets hurt, so he's out for a couple months. So I'm next man up. I'm looking forward to this, right? So. They make a phone call to Utah. Our junior national team is there playing in Utah, Slovenia. Right? So they brings Mario back, 7'1" cat, from a junior team to start in front of me in the European Cup game. Straight from America.
Okay.
I'm like,
that's shady, man. That's wild. Yeah, but to have that experience internationally, when you first started playing the game, bro, take us back to the beginning, man. Did you ever dream of being a pro as a child when you were growing up? Where were you from, man? Like, how did you get started in the game? That's kind of what I want our audience to get the picture of.
Well, you know, I didn't start playing ball to ninth grade.
Why not? Why didn't you start playing ball to ninth grade?
I mean, in my neighborhood, they were playing at the gym. Yeah, I guess they had leagues going to the gym, but we couldn't go up to the gym. You know what I'm saying? Moms wasn't having that. It was practice.
What neighborhood is this?
Nickerson Gardens. Housing.
Okay. And so to set the table of Nickerson Gardens housing projects, when the housing project situation started, which was what, the 60s, the early 60s?
50s.
The 50s. There were what, four major projects, or was Nickerson Gardens one of the original four? Or just break that down for me.
No, Nickerson Garden is definitely, you know, what it was. It was meant for people in the military.
Mm-hmm.
Military and stuff like that.
The war, yeah.
The brick housing and all.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like that. And so when the people were coming from the South, coming down here and staying in these temporary cribs, it was like, yo, this shit way better than ours, you know, down South. Like, yo, the weather's great out here, you know. I mean, the nice apartments, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's, you know, everybody's working. The longshoremen, the military, that's who all was in the projects. You know what I'm saying?
Very interesting.
Came on, you know, some people made it out. You know, a lot of people, you know, stayed in my, like, my family. I say, no question, 65 years in there, my family, grandmother, mom, through us.
So, the women in your family obviously took the.
My mother, my grandmother moved over there from Compton.
Yeah.
It's a manor place. It's supposed to be some nice place from Compton. You know?
And your pop, you didn't know your pops?
Pops. He lived somewhere else. He wasn't married to mom. Just, he had his own family, you know.
And what did moms do? What did moms do as an occupation?
Mom was a longshoreman.
Oh,
what? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Mom, you know, she put it down at Todd Shipyard for years. So, you know, I mean, we grew up in the projects, but I didn't know poor. You know what I'm saying? So when I talk to some of my guys now, we talk about it. I just thought, man, I was hungry. Why was you hungry? I had no food. So I didn't fathom that, not having clothes and food growing up. You know what I'm saying? My apartment was always spick and span. It was always sick. You know what I'm saying? It was like, you know, everybody knew, couldn't come over. All the homies knew they could not come over with my crib. You know what I'm saying? At all. No hanging out. You know what I'm saying? You may get this off. Knock, knock. Snake here. You know what I'm saying? D'Anthony here. You may get that off right.
Wait, did you say Snake?
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute. That was your nickname back in the day?
Childhood name, yeah.
Okay, the hood name was Snake. So Snake. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, but you know why?
Why? I want to know why. I want to know. Tell me.
Kenny Stabler was my idol.
So, okay, the Raiders QB?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that was my idol, bro. So I just flipped it on the dudes in the neighborhood. Yeah. Snake, man, you know what I'm saying? This and that, this and that. They still call me that, and I go over there today.
That's killer. So nobody was hooping?
Yeah, you know, we were playing football and baseball.
Okay. Why? Why was football, baseball popular? Because you could just go to the field, or the hoops was messed up or something, or what? What was the reason?
Damn, bro.
Okay.
Listen.
Okay.
You could do 101 strikeout.
Oh, yeah.
Listen.
Yeah.
You know, you got the bat. He got the glove and he's pitching to you. He's trying to strike you out and you're trying to hit it.
Yeah. One,
with their hours doing that. And then football, you know, you got, okay, 112th Street, the deuce line. You know what I'm saying? It's our football team right here playing against the fire line. You know what I'm saying? You are playing football because you're going outside your apartment door every day. That's the parking lot right there. Then later on, they built the mini field right there. But we are playing football right there at an early age. I had O.J. Simpson juice uniform, Buffalo Bills back then.
And so you was rocking with the juice. Let me ask you this. Did you grow up? Because I talked to my dad. So he grew up at, when he was on the show, he grew up at like Sportsman's Park, Jesse Owens Park. And so like James Lofton and some of these other. So who did you grow up with guys like when you were younger playing like the street football, the street baseball games or anything like any cats that made it out or anything?
No, but later on, like Ed Catchings, UNLV, you know, that team over there with 84, you know, with Tark right there. He went to Jordan High School, you know, Ernest Killam, Oregon State. Rest in peace. You know, he's from the community right there. You know, Andre Miller, but, you know, naturally they're younger. Dre's younger. So my age, really, man, you know, it wasn't, man. And, you know, where I come from, you know, it's like the school sections are so tough. You know what I'm saying? Like when you get to the junior high schools, because I went to 112th Street School, kindergarten through five. That's in the projects. Sixth grade, I went to Warner Avenue. Mom's got his bus there. Went to Warner Avenue. So where's
Warner Avenue located?
Isn't that West LA? You know, West.
Okay. Was that a big culture change for you to go to school around white people primarily? Or,
and listen, I'm not gonna lie to you. When I first came in there, I was like this. Damn, they all look alike. You know,
white people like, all look alike.
And they look alike. How do you tell them apart? You know, so as each day came by, you know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, okay, that's okay. Yeah, oh, okay. But yeah, man, it was different. Minnie Riperton's son and daughter went there, you know?
Minnie Riperton, the singer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The son and daughter went there, Mark, and I forget his sister's name.
Did you ever experience any kind of like weirdness from, not necessarily from the people at the school, because you was coming from the east side? And so as we know, as people who aren't familiar with the east side, people, when you grow up on the east side, you have a different energy. It's a way different energy than the west side. So did people kind of be like, yo, man, what's up with this cat right here? Or did you kind of fit in because of who you were at your core and because of the ethics and morals your moms had instilled in you already? How did that work for you?
Well, going there, it was definitely a culture shock. I think that was the first year of bus. Well, that's the first year we got bus. You know what I'm saying? Maybe somebody did us a year before, but you know, we was like one of the first ones to get bus. And so I remember one of the teachers was up to Miss Revness. She's like, hey, you know, I want everybody to write down. She was talking about slang. I didn't know what the hell she was talking about. You know, it's like, hey, you know, names that you're talking in the neighborhood. But later on, it's like, yo, what's up, dog? You know, this and that, this and that. I didn't know what she was talking about. You know what I'm saying? I just have no idea what you're talking about because I just wasn't used to that. You know, I had it was a great experience, man. It really was. And from there, I went to Emerson.
I went to Emerson, dog, by the Mormon Temple.
Yes.
I went to Emerson. Emerson is in the heart of Westwood. It's about 5 to 7 minutes away from UCLA. Talk about, dog, you went to Warner Ave, you went to Emerson.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Leesa, the sleep experts. Here at Leesa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Leesa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Leesa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 Podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert, sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when blue checkmark represents on our listing. eBay authenticity guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay authenticity guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Was it weird, D, kind of taking a step back? Was it weird at all? Because I think we got some synergies and we got some stuff we share here. Was it weird to go from the two different worlds? When you woke up in the morning, you leave in one world, you hold it down for about 8 hours in this world. And then you got to go back to the original world that you started at. Did that mess with you at all? Did you find yourself changing as a human, or did you always kind of, because, you know, sometimes you got to be white or talk a certain way in that world. Other times you could be yourself. Were you yourself throughout?
Man, listen, I was absolutely having my way up there, Emerson. Man, you hear me? Mm-hmm. Thumping, whatever, you know, just had scams going on the whole thing, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, what kind of scams was going on? The lunch tickets?
Now-laters, you know what I'm saying?
Are you selling
now-laters? You get them off.
You know what I'm saying?
Please, man. I don't know they're getting it. Oh, gummy bears, you know.
How much for the now-laters? How much for the now-laters, bro? How much per now-later, bro?
Probably a dime or a quarter. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, you're hitting for the quarter for it now-later.
Man, listen, bro. They had it. You know what I'm saying? They
absolutely
had it. So I'm just like amazed, bro. I'm just, wow, this is like a different level up here, man. Then, too, like during that time, Ayatollah Khomeini, that whole thing, both. Was going down, right? So all the Persians up there, you know, it was like real cool. And I was, yo, what are these? You know what I'm saying? This is that, wow, you know, but to learn about their culture and what they was going through, the revolution, and, you know, until today where they're suppressed, you know, I guess, you know, they can't do what they want to do, you know. So just the different people, you know, I got some major cats that I went to school with over the years. And I just look them up sometimes, like, oh, this dude, Michael Rapinoe, you know, type cats. You know what I'm saying? Just, it was great though. So I did that for 2 years and I got kicked out. You know, Mr. Chapman kicked me out. He ended up getting arrested years later, you know, some child pornography stuff. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, kicked me out on some BS. You know, I was having fun up there. I was having a lot of fun up there. And so then the next year, I ended up going to North Hollywood High School. What school was that? Not North Hollywood High School. I went to Emerson. And then Walter Reed. I rose over to Reed. Cool. Having it. Get up there one day, cat, this and that, talking what? Beep, 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 beep. You know what I'm saying? Right in front of the dean or whatever. Oh, you out of here. Threw me up out of there, bro. You know? So they, you know, mom's was like this. All right, she checked me in the marker. That's a gladiator school in Watts. All right? Ain't no nothing. It's gladiator school for a kid in junior high school. You go in there, it is on. Absolutely. It ain't no, I live over here, I don't gang. It's none of that. From the Nickersons, from the Jordan. You know what I'm saying? And then Miss Mealy, you know, is the most sick thing, you know, that you know, you could have, you know what I'm saying? Not being comfortable in the school environment. You know, so I remember my first day at school, I was like, look, I'm gonna keep this stuff sports, football, baseball. You know, I hadn't gotten to basketball yet. So I'm gonna keep this stuff short. You know, I'm not hanging around. I mean, my boys, like dudes that are 3-4 years old, some of the most notorious dudes ever out of Nixon Garden. I mean, my friends, you know what I'm saying? They just, you know, and I'm like, after school Friday, never forget, you know, Friday, it's on. There's no question. You know what? The Grape Streets are meeting at the back of the fence, the railroad tracks, Bonnie Under, Iciana, they're meeting over there in the front. I'm going diagonal to the crib, so I'm not in nobody's way, you know, getting to the house. Right, bro. Somebody, boom, like bust on me with a 12 gauge. You know what I'm saying? When I was going across the fence by myself with my book bag, this and that, bro. I took so many shortcuts getting home because I'm thinking somebody was coming after me. You know what I'm saying? And you know that's what it was going to market. I mean, it was tough. But it was just like it was no. Then like in the sixth grade, in the sixth period, you know. I got wood shop class, metal class.
Mm-hmm.
The metal class is touching the tracks, the railroad tracks in the back where the people for the Jordan Downs, when they get ready. So I'm right here, you know? So you got to bounce when that warning bell come on, that cleanup bell, okay, clean up, I'm dipping out. You know what I'm saying? Somebody catching you right there, you know, they pressing you. It's what it is, you know? 20-1, it don't matter. You got, you know, handle your business. Simple as that right there. So, you know, next year I was tripping in school. I went to another school. And then mom's ended up sending me to Riverside with my pops. Part of the ninth grade year and part of the 10th grade year. And I went to Arlington High School. So, you know, some notable guys out there that were in the league. Billy Walker, you know, from JW North. Tony Walker's brother, you know, those two dudes probably got like 10,000 assists in college amongst them at Long Beach and LMU. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Kelvin Butler. Kelvin Butler went to UCLA.
Yes, I know who Kelvin Butler is.
A lot, but Kelvin could really play in high school. Mark Armstrong went to LMU. Enoch Simmons, Greg Matthews, those Reggie Miller. You know what I'm saying? They, you know, they are all in that league right now, man. Ivy League, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's when I started hooping, when I went out there. Then. It's like, yo, 6'3", ninth grader from L.A., man. You know what I'm saying? I'm here, but, you know, I had not played hoop before going out there. So, naturally, I wasn't as good as everybody hoped I was, you know. But I was like maybe the, you know, eighth man on JV or whatever, ninth grade. And so going into the 10th grade, you know how the varsity and the JV split up. We in the same gym, practicing the same time. Varsity go down here, JV go down this side. So, you know, I'm going with the JV and Coach Ariano, like, D'Anthony, go down this way. So everybody's like, what? I mean, I go from just playing to now I'm down here practicing with the varsity. Okay, I'm shooting a couple shots. Coach Ariano's, yo, if you're going to take that shot right there, you got to make it 8 out of 10 times. So that means you got to shoot after practice now. You understand me? Oh, wow, yeah. So that free throw line jumper, you know how wet I was with that, you know? So, whoa. Getting that going on. So I ended up moving back to L.A., you know, trying to find a school. I was, like, catching the bus to Morningside, free your mind to watch. All, you know, you try to get in schools back in the day. You try to get in a decent school, trying to find somebody that's going to let you in, you know?
Mm-hmm.
No. Hey, okay, well, this is it. So I went to Locke.
Locke. Now, where's Locke located?
Watts.
Okay. Watts. How close is that to Nickerson Gardens?
It's probably like two miles from me walk.
Okay, so you walk to school. You walk to Locke every day. Now it sounds like if 2 miles, so what was your local high school then? What was the high school closest to the Nickersons?
It's really actually Compton Centennial.
So if you're walking to Locke, how are they acting about you coming to school over there? Was it all good?
Man, they jumped on me up there. Jumped on me, bro. Straight up. They jumped on me. You know, shout out to Uptime, you know, right here. Mango Pineapple, love it. You know, they jumped on me. So, you know, I had to figure it out, you know. So I was ditching at Vernon Day because I was scared to go back to school, right? They were waiting for me to come. The gang members, waiting for me.
Dang.
So I'm ditching at Vernon Day because one of my boys, is that me? Everything okay? Okay. So I'm ditching at Verb because I know if I go back to Locke, you know, it's, hey. I got to have certain boys that are there with me.
So you're missing school. You're doing all type of stuff. What are you telling mom? Or is she at work all day?
Mom's is at work. Mom at work. So I remember one time, you know, some dudes like rushed me. So I had some dudes from that side of the town. They was on a hoop team. They were like, oh, man, he ain't messing with me. So one day, I'm going to the Locke. It's cold as heck. I got a t-shirt on, right? And mom's was like, where your jacket at? You remember them blue hoodies you had back there that zipped up, the blue and black joints?
Yeah, I do.
Remember those?
Yeah.
I couldn't find mine. Somebody got me for it. So mom's like, here. Mom worked at Tile Shipyard. She pulled a red and black Pendleton out and threw it to me, told me, put it on, and you better not lose this. I can't tell. Mom, I can't wear this up there. Are you kidding me? What is wrong with you? None of that. She doesn't understand this other, you know, what's going on, really. I wore it up there, and it just, like, it was unbelievable. Dude's like, boy, like, man, why would you wear that up here? I said, Mom, everywhere. You know what I'm saying? You know, you can't make this type of stuff up. But, you know, it just what it is, you know? So, my boys that was riders up there from that side, it was on the team or whatever. It's like, hey, look, homie, we're going to walk you out. You got to find another school, man. Got much love for you, but you can't come here, though. You know what I'm saying? They own you. So I'm at Verb. Yeah, hooping with my boys. You know, they in PE. So the JV coach had hit me up. I started to run because I know I wasn't supposed to be up there, right? But I said, man, I ain't right. And that is what it is. So he asked me where I go to school. I told him, Locke. He said, you want to come here? I said, I wanted to come here my whole life. You know, I can't afford it. He said, so, you know, I think, you know, I can help you out. He said, follow me. So I'm thinking about running. I'm like, he about to take me. He about to call the police, you know, all that type of stuff, right? So I go off to the front and introduce me to Father James, Thomas James, who's a president of the school, a sports figure in the Southern California 70s, 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Sit down, talk to him. It's like, hey, you know, you want to go here? I said, I've always wanted to go to Verb. I just can't afford this, you know? He said, well, look, I'm going to make you a deal. If you come work for me on Sundays during bingo for 3 hours, 9 to 12, that'd be your tuition.
You want bingo?
Yes.
What's bingo? What is bingo? What is bingo?
Bingo. Bingo.
I don't know what bingo is.
Older ladies, senior citizens playing bingo.
Is it a game?
Yeah, bingo.
I don't know. I don't know what bingo is. So it's a game. So bingo is setting up a
cardboard game.
Okay, cardboard game.
Yeah. So you know, they're picking in numbers. B 44. You know, B-I-N-G-O. Senior citizens love it, right?
Okay.
They're helping out. Miss Harris is, you know, like when I finished that, like in her little kitchen, you know, she got the black and white TV.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching the NFL. It's that time is my favorite sport. You know what I'm saying? Watching the NFL and all the games right there. She's cooking me this fried chicken, this cheesy macaroni and cheese, some greens, you know, like soda. It was unbelievable, man. So that's how I got in the Verb.
What's that? By doing the bingo.
Yeah. You know, working on the weekend doing bingo, man. So, you know, I was, you know, and I remember remember Buffarillo?
Of course I remember Buffarillo. Here's my story about Buffarillo. I think I appeared on his radio show. I showed up with my dad. I was about 12 years old because Buffarillo was a radio guy. And it was me, Buffarillo, my dad, and Sidney Wicks. And that's when I first heard Sidney Wicks talk about how he lets his game do the talking. Like, he wasn't much of a talker. He just let his game do the talking. But that's my Buffarillo story. A legend.
Yeah. So, you know, we have our banquet. And when I come to Verb, they are already good. You know, I come in, like, they already got to play, like, 11, 12 games. So, you know, figuring out. So we had a banquet, and I met Buffarillo. I didn't know who he was. He got up on the microphone. Was like, you know, I told Father James I did not want to come here today. I just wasn't feeling good. I made a promise. I just wasn't feeling good. And I met this kid, DeAnthony Langston, right here. He just changed my whole outcome and how, you know, just – like, all the fathers were up there, like, oh, what'd you say to him? I don't know what I said to him. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I'm up there shining. They're up there with their sons. I'm up there solo. They're up there with moms and pops, you know what I'm saying, at the banquet. I'm solo. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking to Buffarillo. Later on, of course, I found out how big time he was. And he had us come down to Dodger Stadium, meet Tom Lasorda. I remember I was, I think it was Ferguson. Like, I was, like, on first base. I'm like, yo, man, in warm-ups, man, like, trying to steal second base on him, bro. You know what I'm saying? Dodger Stadium right there. Tommy was getting, let me get that off. Lasorda, Coach Lasorda was getting, let me get that off, man. So, did that, man. You know, had a successful, you know, run at Verb.
What do you mean by successful? Because Verb and Day is one of the greatest programs in the history of Los Angeles.
Yeah,
so when you say successful, what do you mean?
Well, five guys my senior year got scholarships, right? So my team, as far as the team collective, we lost to Long Beach Poly in the semifinals of CIF, and Poly won a national championship. And so they beat Crenshaw.
Damn.
Yeah.
Who Crenshaw had?
J-Dub, Brent Hanson, you know, those guys.
John Williams, the great John Williams.
J-Dub and Chris Chandler, two of the nicest dudes of my time, you know? So they had those dudes right there. So we ended up losing the semifinals. But the ironic thing with that right there, Ron Palmer became my coach at Long Beach State. So when he won a national championship at Poly, they gave him the job at Long Beach State. I mean, they gave it to him late, too. So now he's looking for players. You know what I'm saying? I don't have any scholarship offers. I got one at Lamar. You know what I'm saying? In Texas. But I'm not going there, man. Just, you know, I go to junior college first. So when Long Beach State came up, you know, one of the players who went to Poly transfer at Verb, he was, his pops was like, yo, you know, Coach Palmer looking for players. I'm like, this and that. So, you know, naturally, it's just like, oh, one of the big guys at Verb and Day. I want him. That's it. I want him. Because I played.
But what was your dream school coming out of high school, D? Like, what position were you in? Like, when you sat home at night and you thought about it, what was your dream school? Was it Long Beach State?
No, it was UCLA, like every other kid growing up in Los Angeles. You know what I'm saying? It was once I started getting to it, it was UCLA, you know? And, you know, didn't happen, but, you know, Long Beach State was cool, though. It worked out great, you know, but every, you know, mine, just like when I just like, because I used to watch, you know, David Greenwood and Roy Hamilton. They went to Verb and Day and UCLA Stars, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
You know what I'm saying? Cliff Pruitt, you know, all those dudes are Verb dudes, man, you know? And so I'm just like, man, I want to go there too as well, you know? So that didn't happen. I went there, and when I graduated, I was top five scoring rebound.
Dang.
Yeah, when I graduated, of course, you know, I'm still top 20, but there's been a lot of great players that come through there. And
sure.
A little bit, Rock Lloyd, you know, a little
Brian Russell, Lucius Harris.
Lucius Harris, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if B. Russ got me, you know what I'm saying? But
what I'm saying is there's great players that went through Long Beach State. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. No question about it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I was, you know, like preseason All-American candidate, you know, this and that. So I ended up after my senior year, you know, and we ended up losing to Stanford in the first round of NIT.
Yikes. Who they have? Howard Wright?
Big Greg Butler. Howard. Todd Lichty.
How you lose to Todd Lichty, dog?
Todd Lichty had 37. I had probably my best game as a collegiate player, you know what I'm saying? Against Stanford, Howard Wright. I remember he bowled me one time, right? Game. And I was just like, listen, my man, if you ever bowl me like that again, you know, I'm going to knock you out right on this court. I don't give a fuck about all these, none of that. Bowl me again. You know what I'm saying? So I absolutely went out there and murdered them. And, you know, even though we lost, it felt good because, you know, when you just serve people, you just serve them. You know, you lose a close game. It's like, bro, you know, okay, yeah, you guys won. You know, I was serving you. You know, so.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary, indulges your senses, and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's Leesa.com/iHeart.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when blue checkmark represents on our listing. eBay authenticity guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay authenticity guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
The next year, that year, I get a job in Holland. So I go to Holland and play.
So what part of Holland? What part of Holland did you go to? What city?
Den Helder.
Den Helder. So talk
Den
to me
of Lions.
Talk to me about Holland, dog. Talk to me about Holland. I've been a lot of places. I didn't spend a ton of time. I spent a little bit of time in a coffee shop in Amsterdam during a break where I stopped at Chicanopel. And I went and got some coffee, some really good coffee. And but I always wondered what life was like in Holland with the Dutch. Talk to me.
Man, it was awesome. It was, you know, people were friendly as heck. You know, a small town like Den Helder.
What year was this?
89.
And had Holland had brothers there before?
Oh, absolutely.
So it was all good.
Dutch colony, you know what I'm saying?
Not the Dutch colony, dog.
They're over there, boy. Curacao, you know what I'm saying? Guadalupe, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, bro. You know, so they're over there.
Yes, sir.
You know, it was cool, you know. And
how'd you play over there? How was your squad? How'd y'all do?
And we were nice. So I had a Bobby Knight type of coach. This dude, Tombo, was nuts. You know what I'm saying? Everybody knew it too. It's crazy. Man. So he stayed on me, man. Why is this dude on me like this, man? Just constantly, man. You know, now in the big games, he would never bother me. In the weak games, you know, he'll put me in. First of all, I'm not starting, okay? He had put me in for the first free throw and take me out for the second free throw, cuss me out. So I remember we were getting ready to go play like qualifying against Racine Paris, right? And Michael Kennedy, Big Lee, get who else there. But the coach and the president of the team was like, yeah, you know, we're probably going to send you home, you know, after this game. You know, I'm like, okay, no problem. You know, so I'm ready to go home. I've been over there.
Had you got your money yet? Had you been paid yet?
I've been there for like 4 or 5 months. I went over like in August, preseason. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, no, I'm tired of this. So I said, okay, no problem. You know, send me home. I go out to the game. I got like 30 and 15. We upset them, right? I cut off the bench. We upset them. And of course, they can't cut me because they can't bring another American in for the European Cup. They got to use the ones that they qualify.
Wow.
So I'm stuck. So now, man, get me off this team. He said, no, man, you're the European Cup, man. So I don't care, man. No, man, you're right here, man. So, you know, I got a chance to go to, you know, Ukraine, you know, I was in Kiev, man, Moscow, you know, St. Petersburg, Lithuania, you know, through all those places right there in the European Cup, man. So remember Alexander Volkov, Atlanta Hawks?
Well, yeah, Alexander Volkov, he's fighting in the war in Ukraine right now. Of course I remember Alexander Volkov.
Yeah, Sasha, you know what I'm saying? So he's considered the greatest player ever from Ukraine. And, you know, I just never forget it. You know, we were playing them at home in Holland. And, you know, you play one a home, then away.
Yeah.
So we're playing them, and everybody's, oh, man, this guy's going to kill us. He's going to drop 50 on us. I'm like, come on, man, you know? And I'm like, so he had like you know, 18 or 19. You know, I probably had 14, and you know, nobody else had nothing because they were shook. You know, Cortinias was on the team with Sabonis. That's a different one right there, you know. So when we go back to Moscow and play, you know, I'm matched up with Volkov. I'm like, I got this right here, dog. Y'all don't want this? I want this right here. He's lead. He's going to lead. They're talking. Man, I know, like, we lost a close game, and I found out probably like a minute to go. That was like my second standing ovation overseas. You know, found out the standing ovation while I was out there serving Volkov. Like, well, I know NBA. Yo, man, I don't know, man. You tell me, bro. But I was, my game was just like sick. I was like a small forward back then, too, you know?
For sure. For sure. Well, after Europe, now you had all those high level experiences in Europe. How did you end up locking down Japan? I know you spent a considerable amount of time over there. How did that happen that you went from Europe, high level European competition, to dominating the Japan League for over a decade, if I'm correct, right?
Well, no, I was over there for 6 years, right?
Oh, excuse me, 6 years.
But I was actually going to go back to Ljubljana, Olympia.
Okay.
Like I said, you know, coach loved me, you know, town, just, you know, D'Anthony, it's just like, it's just yours, you know? So I had always wanted to go to Japan. And Coach Shania used to coach at Cal State Dominguez Hills, Fremont High School, in Cal State LA. You know, I've known him since high school, and he used to always tell me how nice it is playing in Japan. So I was like, oh, wow, really? You know, so I hear stories. Like, man, I want to get there. So, you know, in Slovenia, we're practicing three times a day. Three times a day. And they just not no practice. They are practices. You know?
Wait, you guys are on the court three times a day? On court, actually, 5-on-5, going up and down? Or did you have a morning practice with shooting, a little bit in the middle with the, some weights, and then y'all went hard in the evening?
We went hard all three times, homie.
That's weak.
Smaga wasn't having it, bro.
Yeah, that's back then when the coaches would be kind of just dictatorship-type dudes and just trying to
no question about it. Yeah, we're going hard. Our warm-up is every morning, like 3 miles in the mountains. And the mountains right next to the gym, Tivoli Hall, okay?
Oh, Jesus.
We had to go. It was just like, yo. So, but I was in such love with the community. The country, and look, okay, well, I'm going to come back. I know I, but once Japan came with that bread, you know what I'm saying? And I was just like, they was like, yo, man, they only practice three times a week. I'm like, what?
Right. So was Japan really like that, man? Was it really like that back when you first got the gig? Not a lot of practice. They're paying you, you know, $20,000 a month or whatever. I used to hear these rumors. And then I heard they give you a job like, you know, Panasonic, Hitachi. You could get a job if you had played for the team. Is that true, man?
Now, listen, when I came there that year, you know, they did away with the jobs.
But they were giving dudes jobs, bro.
Yo, listen, bro. You come there, you work for Panasonic, Mitsubishi, you know what I'm saying, Mitsui, you know. You the, so the Americans are going there and just sitting down. You know, it's like, what you want me to do? So he's like, look, the Americans got to be pros. They can't come to the office. You know, so I came in on that right there. So when I got there, I was just like, all right, this is nice. I got the lick over there. And then, you know, to my connection, Andre Spencer came through. Stevie Thompson came through. Robin Kersey, Joaquin Jones. You know, I just had a floodgate of dudes that I plugged to go to Japan. I mean, to go to Japan. It was unreal. I just had, you know, just connect.
Playing with Stevie, man. He's a Crenshaw legend. Played against Stevie. Or did he play on your team?
Who?
Stevie Thompson.
Yeah.
So Ethan.
He didn't play on my team over there. I'm sorry. No, he did. But I got all those guys in Japan. You know, I had like about 20 cats that was over there playing from L.A.
Just to talk about Stevie for a second, that's Ethan Thompson and Stevie Thompson Jr.'s dad, the coach. He was assistant coach at Oregon State for the last several years, was a part of that Elite Eight run. Successful Elite Eight run that they had. And so backing up
to Japan with Stevie. So did I know when I was in Qatar, like Americans, we all hung out. Was it the same way in Japan? Like, did y'all all kick it with each other and hang out?
Now listen, like 10 dudes from LA and Tokyo.
That's trouble, man. Hey, that's trouble. Who are the most notorious of the 10 that you can name off the top of your head right now, bro? The most notorious.
Yeah, Dre Spencey.
Hey, rest in peace, man.
Rest in peace, Dre. Yeah, Stevie over there. You have Robin over there.
Robin Kirksey, Loyola Marymount.
Yeah, Dana Jones from Pepperdine.
Oh, North Hollywood High.
Dana Jones. Yeah, Charles Rochlin.
UCLA.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean,
that's dope.
You had guys up there in LA, man. It was unreal.
That's dope. That's dope, man. Hey, so you spent 6 years, 7 years going back and forth to Japan. I mean, you had both your kids were born over there.
No, my son was.
So your son is born over there. So, and then at what point did Japan sort of wind down? And you started thinking about shutting it down or making your next move? At what point?
2000. That's when I retired. You know, I had a bone spur in my Achilles. You know, I had to get that shaved down or whatever. And so after that, I was just like, man, I'm done. I ain't coming back. You know, that was just it. So Dwayne Cooper from USC, Lakewood High School head coach, he was over in Poland. He was like, D, come on, man. I never got a chance to play with you. I mean, you know, I'm still nice at that time, right? Bro, I really don't want to play, man. So, come on. So I went over there for about a month, and I was like, I'm done, you know. And then that's the time the real run started blowing up. That's the time the real run started blowing up.
Let's talk about the real run. Now, the real run is one of Los Angeles's longest and most well-known leagues, basketball brands, if you will. You started off as a summer league, but you evolved into a lot of other things. I wanted to know about how the real run got started.
Man, we used to play pickup ball in Veterans Sports Complex. Stevie Thompson was in camp with the Clippers, and the Clippers used to practice at Veterans in Carson. You remember that?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Donald Sterling. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. He's the practice center, community center, bro.
Yeah, for sure.
So Steve, because we had left UCLA.
Why?
Huh?
Charging for parking?
Nah, you know, just file, all that type of stuff. You know?
What, Magic? Are you saying Magic?
The whole crew, you know.
Let's talk about this. So, you're saying basically UCLA had that dynamic where them guys that was in the league or certain cats would be bullshitting on the fouls or try to keep the ball on game point versus dudes that wasn't in the league. Was it like some arrogant hooper?
Arrogance. I remember Pat Ewing talked about it. Man, I don't like going to LA to UCLA play, man. You know, Magic, man, foul every time down court. You can't get a workout.
How do you know Patrick?
That's my guy, man. Coach Ewing is my guy, man. So I met Alonzo Mourning on some Nike commercials in the early 90s, you know? Yeah. So me and Zoe became real cool. Then, you know, of course, I met Pat, you know? So Pat just stays solid, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Pat Ewing, dude, I'll never forget, dog. I think it was the second time I had met him. So the first time I met him was with my dad at the 1986 All-Star game. My dad took me over to meet Pat and Michael Jordan. If you remember, Mike had the white hat on, the blue sweatsuit next to the dunk contest Spud Webb run. So yeah. I was there. So my dad took me over, man. So I'm dad because he had rode in the limo to the game. He was riding in the limo with Mike and Pat. So he was messing with them. So anyway, he takes me over, man. I dap it up. Pat just shows me love, gives me a handshake. Fast forward to 96 at the Jordan Dome. We're playing. So I'm on the court. It's me. I'm the only non-NBA guy on the court. So a play happens. Somebody misses a shot. Rebound goes up, right? So I do the thing where I put my arm on Pat's shoulder, and I jump, he jumps, and I rise, right? He gives me a serious boost, and I literally grabbed the rebound, cuffed it, and like swung an outlet to somebody. He literally turned, looked at me, was like, "Hey, Chris, you do that shit again, man, I'm gonna fuck you up." Literally, like, then started laughing. So I was like, I went from trepidation, oh, Patrick Ewing about to big me up, bro, to the smile, and he was just, he gave me like an elbow on the way down. I was like, oh, okay, this is a cool cat.
Pat, my guy.
So Pat, what was the ones like with Pat and Zoe, if y'all had a chance to work out at all?
Oh, man, I remember one day, bro, I was up there working out with them two, Dikembe, in front of Riles. And you just know how sick that is. Yeah. You know, you just know how sick it is right there. You know, you just locked in. It's like, oh my God. Pat Riley, that's my guy. That's one of my favorite coaches, man. He showed me so much love out there in South Beach, man. Straight up.
Now, after you settled it down with the real run, okay, the league goes, you had several great summers in a row. Super duper turnout. I never forget when GP and Penny and all of them came and won championship game. I remember going, I was myself, Baron, Paul Pierce, going against Paul Pierce, Antoine Walker, and, you know, Derek Fisher is on my squad, Antonio Harvey and Eastrick. I mean, all these guys, man. So the real one definitely was a wonderful, wonderful era of basketball, dude. And but when did you say, as far as the real run was concerned, you decided to kind of say, hey, I got something here. I want to start touching on the youth basketball, the youth movement, because you got involved, man, pretty quickly there, and you made a serious mark in the grassroots game.
Yeah, no, you know, from running the summer league, you know, it takes a lot, especially when you first started, you know. And so I got the athletic director position, the head coach at Vernon Day High School. So I could, you know, I had to put all my energy over there at Vernon. You know, and so, but I kept the name going, like Real Run Fall League, Real Run Winter Classic, Real Run Spring League. You know, I was the one that was doing the fall leagues first on Sundays. You know, everybody followed after me. You know, it's crazy. It's like, yo, man, no one's doing it on Sunday. So I started doing it on Sunday. Boom, flip over Saturday. Okay, this dude, it's like, dude, man, dude, come up with your own blueprint, bro. You know, so, you know, that keeping that name going around, you know, because eventually, you know, that led to, you know, the Truth program for us, the AAU circle, you know. So we had some big time players come through our program, Jaime Jaquez, Shackelford, you know, the Govster, Josh Christopher, Jalen Green.
You know, wow. So you had Jalen Green, Josh Christopher?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. You know, Carl Lewis, rest in peace. You know, we
rest in peace, Carl, big Carl.
Yeah, big Carl, man. We had some players in there. So with that, my relationship with Penny, Pat, you know, Juwan Howard, Leonard Hamilton, you know, I was gonna stay in the mix of trying to help kids, you know, achieve their dreams, you know. So, you know, I just stayed in it. You know, right now, I guess, you know, we're working on something, future deal with Nike.
Really?
Right now. So you know, just waiting for that to finalize right there. But, you know, man, look, it don't stop with me. You know, I'm gonna be doing me until I'm dead. You know what I'm saying? It's just I'm always gonna find a way. I'm always gonna find a way to help people, you know. And so that's one great thing, you know, about this that I'm doing now. I have a lot of affluent friends out there that, you know, when I need help, you know, I'm able to help people that can't help themselves. You know, and so that's the most special thing about Real Run starting to, you know, an all-star league, into a high school league, college league, you know, into my foundation right now during a pandemic. We raised like $200,000 for the people in Nixon Gardens and then the Watts area, you know, with Brad Pitt and Flea, you know.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Leesa, the sleep experts. Here at Leesa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Leesa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Leesa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 Podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert, sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when blue checkmark represents on our listing. eBay authenticity guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay authenticity guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
That's something I saw you doing that on Twitter, man. I thought that was wonderful. I thought that was amazing that you were taking your time. You were rallying the community. You're getting people out there to feed. You were feeding folks. You guys were feeding the community. And then I saw the photos with Brad and Flea from Red Hot Chili Peppers. That shit was wild, man. What surprised you the most about having like Sean Merriman, Brad Pitt, and Flea in Watts? What was the most surprising thing about their presence there?
Not really, you know, Brad's just not tripping at all. Bass jumping on somebody's moped. Yo, let me use this moped right here. Let me use this motorcycle and go to this liquor store and get him some cigarettes. You know what I'm saying? No security. None. You know? And just how, you know, how selfish those guys were. You know, really, man, just like Flea, Brad, Shine, those guys coming in, putting in major time. They're not tripping. I'm like, look, you know, ain't no autographs, ain't no photos, none of that's going on. That's only for the people from this community, right? That's it.
Yeah.
So to see them really go out, and open up and just like, man, for a year straight, bro, just like on Fridays, man, there was enough food, you know, for the families for the whole week. And, you know, out the whole year, those guys probably missed like three Fridays, and they weren't happy about that right there. So that was unbelievable, man. A lot of my childhood friends, you know, we got together and, you know, we really grinded out and made sure, you know, shout out to my boy, Ricky Davis, another real run legend, you know, Ricky Davis.
Shout out Rick. Didn't Rick bring a truck or something? 18 really?
Ricky Davis and Al Harrington.
Big Al.
Big Al. Baby Al. What's up, Baby Al and Tricky Rick? You know what I'm saying?
So, yes, sir.
Remember, they sent like four diesels, you know, 18-wheelers. And I'll never forget the invoice for each one of them for like $65,000 in food, bro. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just like, yo, come over here, back it up to the gym field, this and that. Bring it on out right here. Make some phone calls to a few people. Direct. Got that going. Everybody coming from everywhere. You know, just taking enough food, man, to feed their families, man. It was great. Great stuff. Chicken, you know, milk, healthy stuff, man. Vegetables, man. So it just wasn't like, it was some nice food in there, man. So to see people really rally around that time when people needed it, man, during COVID, you know what I'm saying? All that type of stuff. It was amazing. Then I remember during the same time, we did Walking and Watts. Two of my friends, Brian and Gregory, childhood friends, we collaborated and, you know, we did a Walking and Watts where, you know, we walked down like to 103rd Street, you know, down there by the, you know, the Ops neighborhoods, you know, back that, come around, you know, just showing brother solidarity. Kenny Lattimore came down to perform, you know what I'm saying, this and that. But, you know, I never forget, it was like 100 people that was in the, you know, it was COVID. You couldn't have a lot of people out, so you had to, you know, space it. So it was like 100 people in there, man. And, bruh, it was like over 400 years of incarceration in there from a few people. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just looking. Yeah. I'm looking at guys that I know they're 38 years, 30, you know what I'm saying, 35, you know. It's amazing, man. So I just like, wow, man, and we're still here right here. So, you know, out of all that experience right there, you know, those were highlights right there, man. And just, you know, having so many people like reach out. It's like, hey, what type of help you need? You know me, man. Listen, it doesn't have to be, you know, the movement, Black Lives Matter movement, any of that stuff. I'm always going to help them, man. I'm always going to find a way to get some toys for some kids for Christmas, you know what I'm saying? Some money for school, you know, books, computers. I'm always going to do that, man. That's just in me.
Why, right? D? Why? Why is this in you? Why is this so much a part of the fabric of your DNA?
Man, I grew up like that. You know, it's just like I was blessed, like I said, that I never knew hunger, you know. I was blessed, you know, so mom made sure she provided for us. So it was just kind of natural. Probably my grandmother, because my grandmother was real loving like that. But, you know, once I got a chance to really come back and retire, you know, started off at Carson High School, assistant coach, then went to Verb, you know, didn't, you know, actually quitting coaching and being athletic director and starting a nonprofit with Pat Nicholas and Don Morgan. You know, called Urban Compass. So I did that for about 6 years, you know, dealing with kids at 112th Street School next door, which I went to school at. They grew up in the projects where I grew up at. So, you know, now, you know, it's like those little kids don't know me, but their grandfathers know me, their uncles know me, you know, so it worked right in hand. You know, like some of my boys, you know, I was watching their kids while they was locked up. You know, and so they get out, they come, man, thanks for holding it down for my son, you know, this and that. So, I mean, it just, the humanity thing that everybody should do, help out without wanting anything in return. That's it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, I'm going to do something for somebody. I ain't going to tell nobody I'm doing it. Just, okay, here you go. Let me help out, you know, get you in school. You know what I'm saying? Here you go. You losing your crib, this and that, you know. You know, making phone calls, getting somebody tucked away or whatever, you know, you always should do that. That's the essence of you know, how I grew up and in a community like that, man. We was all riding for each other.
How does someone make it out of that community? How come you made it out? How come you're not like your boys doing time, or you're not another statistic, D'Anthony?
My mom, you know what I'm saying? My mom, you know, my mom was 162, you know what I'm saying? So nobody, she wasn't having no problems with nobody in the projects at all. She's one of the most respected women ever from Nixon Gardens, ever. And I'm not talking about in a gang-banging type of way. I'm talking about in a mother type of way right there. You know what I'm saying? Everybody loved my mom.
Oh, yeah, the mom in the community where that you listen to what she had. If she tell you to stop doing something, you go stop doing it. Now, you may go around the corner and start doing that shit again, but not in front of Miss Langston.
Nah. And everybody knew it, too. Yo, man, get up out of here, man. You know what I'm saying? Yo, D'Anthony, your mama calling. She's calling people's phones. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo,
your mama calling
here. But, oh, man, you got to get up out of here. I got to bounce, you know? I got my, you know, mom's. I ain't scared of no cats in the project. I'm scared of moms. You know what I'm saying? She was like 6'2" and just beep, 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 beep.
Hey, my mom was the same way, but she was 5'4", bro. Oh. Hey, I'll never forget, bro. And I've never really shared this story, but I understand what it's like to have that type of mom. Because when I used to live with my mom, she lived in the 60s neighborhood, rolling 60s. So we was off of like 60th and 10th Ave. So I was playing one day, you know, with some, it was like a little, my grandmother kind of stayed like this little project type of apartment building. So I'm playing, you know, next door with some of the kids. And one of the kids is a paraplegic. So she had the things, you know, she couldn't really walk and move well. So something happens while we're playing and I accidentally bumped into her and she ended up falling. And so, you know how that go. And so she felt her aunts, they trying to whoop my ass. Everybody wants to fight. So my mom, literally, she went inside. She had long hair. She braided her hair real quick, put on this blue bandana. She was from 60s, put on a blue bandana and then rolled back outside with two kitchen knives. And so it rolled by me. So I'm like, I'm trying to go. My uncle's holding me. And then I see what happens and they get into a big old thing. You know, it's a lot of shit that happened in that moment. But eventually my mom's getting beat up on the car. She's bloody. So she comes back inside and I had to see my mom all bloodied up and shit after getting beat up on the car because of something I did. But it was something I never forgot, bro. It's something that stung. And it's something that kind of made me kind of, you know, get a little edge, dog. I know it doesn't sound like you had to necessarily see that. But when I say that these type of women were raising us and that's who, you know, was standing up for us, it wasn't a game.
You know what? It was so funny. I was telling one of my boys yesterday. I said, man, do you remember this growing up? This was a well-known thing in the projects. Like, the women couldn't have men around. If you had men around, they'd go up on your rent or they'd kick you out of the project. Now listen, Pete.
Facts. That's facts.
Yo, listen, you can't come around here for the next couple of weeks. You know, the social worker's coming out. So, you know, Pops is getting a, you know, 3-week pass. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, okay. You know,
he can dip for three.
Jeez. You know, you come back after that, you know, okay, back. You know, next time he's gone 2 months, you know, and got another life going. You know what I'm saying? So they systematically tore our families down, man, not wanting men around. Right? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that was sick, man. Like, we're 8 years old. My best friend, Chris, was murdered. He was murdered. Guy just shot in the air. And so my older brother, like, he was up there with Chris. We went to the store with mom. And so my brother was looking. And Chris, like, let me look. My brother stepped down. Chris stepped up the gun, went off him to the neck, and killed him. And that was, like, really traumatizing for me.
Yeah.
8 or 9. You know, and my friend, we just left him. What you mean? Yeah. You know, what do you mean? I don't know what death is. You know what I'm saying? What are you talking about? He's dead. So that affected me a while right there. You know, that really did right there. But, you know, and all in all, man, it's great, man, you know, able to give back, you know, play C's, you know, have so many friends and able to do a lot. You know what I'm saying? Look forward. You know, I'll be going back to Slovenia for some business, you know, like in about a month. Probably going to retire over there, man. You know, really is. So, you know, getting ready for the real run this summer. You know what I'm saying? Back in veterans. You know.
College only? College league or high school or all?
Bro, it's on. you know what I'm saying? You know, it's done. I might, you know what I'm saying? No, we got the college going on heavy, you know? We definitely had that right there, but I got so many young cats, you know?
Do you feel like you're in competition with, like, the Drew League or anybody, any other leagues around here? Or are you kind of just doing what you do in your own little pocket, in your little corner of the basketball universe?
No, man, I'm not in competition with anybody, man. Everybody has had their runs out here. Run, shoot, and dunk, say no to real run, the Drew League, slam and jam. You know what I'm saying? We're all, you know, just a part of this basketball fabric up here. You know what I'm saying? Dino Smiley, that's my dude over there. You know what I'm saying? I held it down for years for everybody out there when I was the strongest voice out here to make sure everybody ate. That was doing it, you know?
Absolutely.
I'm real big with the network sponsorship.
Absolutely.
That's why I know how to get that paper.
Well, man, we're looking forward to what's in store this summer and for everything that you do. I know the Real Run has a travel ball, an AAU team too. So you're doing that. Then you're president of the Real Run Foundation, which we talked about. It does a lot of work in the community, tries to bridge sports and community activism and things like that. Brother, we appreciate everything that you do, DA, your contributions over the last 30 years to this game. Brother, me personally, having known you for as long as I do, just wanted to give you a major shout out because you're somebody that just, since I've met you, you've never ceased to amaze me. So it's always something where, just like you're recently, he ain't gonna tell you, but he was named city commissioner of the city of Carson. I mean, he gets honored by the state assembly, the Black Caucus, with all kind of stuff. Y'all have no idea who this dude is. He's one of the dopest dudes that I've ever known. And I appreciate you, my brother. And thank you so much, man, for coming on KJ Live.
Appreciate you having me on KJ Live. Look forward to it, man. Have a great time. Congratulations. Much love.
Thanks, DA.
Yes, sir.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Are you looking to build this year? If so, there is no better time than right now to start planning and to get your spot on the construction schedule. If you need a garage, a stall barn, a storage for vehicles, RV, boat, collectibles, or even a shop for your farm, hobbies, or car restoration projects, visit MortonBuildings.com and start your construction process. With superior materials, craftsmanship, best-in-class warranty, Morton buildings are made to last for generations. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From their cutting-edge innovations to their craftsmen in the field, they are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Their legacy of excellence spans more than 120 years, and Morton buildings is 100% employee-owned with more than 250,000 satisfied customers. That means they're the industry leader you can trust. When you choose Morton, you'll experience quality at every step of the building process, starting before the walls even go up. Visit MortonBuildings.com to get started today.